He said, he will be found. What will you find? Here we go. Verse one. Wisdom. That's what you're going to find. It says, does wisdom cry? What else you going to find? Understanding. Understanding put forth her voice. Amen. Amen. Go to, we're going to stay in there. Go to verse six. Watch this. Hear. Stop right there. Hear. Hear the voice of God. Hear what Jesus has to say about that situation. Hear it. What we're hearing, his wisdom, his understanding, his knowledge. Listen, it says, for I will speak of excellent things. That's what you want to hear. You want to hear the excellent things of God. He said, the opening of my lips shall be right things. That's what you want to hear in your life. Lord, I need to know what is the right thing to do about this situation. I need to know what is the right thing to do and the right way to go. Amen. Verse 7, for my mouth shall speak truth. That's what you want, truth. Amen. And wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understand. Listen, God said, I'm going to make it plain to you. If you seek me, you will find me. And I'm going to make it plain. My wisdom, my knowledge, and my understanding. Amen. God said, I'm going to make it plain as day to you. Watch this. Verse 10, receive my instruction. There you go. Receive my, God wants to give you instructions. He wants to tell you what to do. That's why Jesus could do, that's why he could feed 5, 10, 20,000 people with just a little bit of something. That's why he could open the blind eyes, because he heard and he saw what the Father God told him to do and told him to go and told him what to say. He heard from God. I mean, boom, just like that. When he spoke to the storm, God told him, speak to the storm. Boom. Hey, peace be still. Amen. 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 When he walked through the crowd, God told him, now walk through the crowd. Boom. They couldn't even grab hold of him. Amen. Amen. When the disciple cut that man's ear off and he stuck that ear back on his face, he heard him. I mean, that's why he could do it. God said, do it. Amen. If I'd been that 13th disciple, I'd have been cut off two ears. Therese, you just going to the extreme. Now, I already had to heal one ear. You done cut it back off. Well, hey, I'm saying, gee, that's why I got fired. Amen. Hey, praise God. verse 11, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. See, when we hear from God, and I'm going to wind it up. When we hear from God, he said, there's nothing that can be compared to what I'm about to tell you. Amen. There's nothing in this world that can be compared to his wisdom. Last verse, turn to Proverbs chapter 28, verse 5, and we're going to close it down. Verse 5 says, evil man understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. God wants to give you understanding in all things. He wants to give you understanding on your job. He wants to give you understanding as a parent. He wants to give you understanding as a husband or a wife. He wants to give you understanding as a business owner. He wants to give you understanding as an employee or a leader in your company. He wants to give you understanding in everything that you do. He wants to give it to you. And the Bible says that he gives it liberally. I mean, he will just pour it on you. He will just gush it out if you will seek him for it. Amen.